Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock on Sunday, the 4th of December, 1988. And you're listening to Radio History in the Making. Welcome to the Gold AM.
Made me smile. With you,
Wireless started life in the south of England when Italian-Irish inventor Marconi began test transmissions from the world's first permanent wireless installation at the Needles on the Isle of Wight.
For years, our parents had little choice on their radios. One national BBC station and nighttime broadcasts from Radio Luxembourg. How many people still recall the chilling nighttime Nazi propaganda broadcast of Lord Haw-Haw, later hanged for his treason?
With a choice of Luxembourg and the Light and Home services, little happened on the medium wave until mid-1964, when Radio Caroline and the plethora of pirate ships that were to follow challenged the might and power of the corporation from the relative safety of international waters.
Britain had its first taste of commercial radio.
If you want to sell in England, if you want to tell everybody what you've got, radio's the way to do it.
The pirates ruled the waves for over 3.5 years until the passing of the Marine Offences Act, which scuppered their broadcasts in August 1967.
In September 67, the BBC fired its broadside, launching 4 new national channels. For music fans, Radio 1 reigned supreme for 6 years, until October 73, when Britain's first commercial music station, London's Capital Radio, started broadcasting from a wire aerial slung between 2 chimneys at a South London power station.
Looking back, so much has changed.
In October 1986, the south of England heard a new radio station, Ocean Sound.
It's 10 o'clock on Sunday, the 12th of October 1986. And for South Hampshire, West Sussex, and the Isle of Wight, a new radio station is born.
I do hope very much that this station does extremely well and all those who work here enjoy themselves above all. They seem to, certainly, having talked to all of you. And I'm sorry that Ocean Sound doesn't reach London, otherwise I might be able to listen to it more frequently.
But now, it's December the 4th, 1988, and Ocean Sound offers you more.
The music of your life on the go, AM. The Midas touch.
The gold AM.
More music memories, the gold AM. The music of your life.
It's taken 30 years of great music to make one great radio station. Welcome to the Gold AM.
More music memories, the Gold AM.
December 1963. Oh, what a night. I remember it well. And if you remember it well, well, then you're tuned to the station that will bring you those memories from the past 30 years. Good morning and welcome to day one of the Gold AM. It's Kevin King, sitting here doing the speaking parts between the tunes for the next 3 hours and 51 minutes. The champagne corks are a-popping, and we're filling in that party spirit. Good morning. From South Wight to Winchester, from Bognor Regis to Lymington, this really is the new sound right across the south. The Gold AM bringing you the best music of the past 30 years, the music of your life. And Casey and the Sunshine Band, and she's the queen of clubs. 9:15 on a Sunday morning, Sunday, December the 4th. An historic day in the life of Ocean Sound. It's the Gold AM with you, 24 hours a day, playing the music of your life. And me, Kevin King, on this particular programme every Sunday morning between 9 and 1. Let me tell you about this particular programme and the sort of things we'll be doing. Well, I have a classic gold album for you every week, and the first track of which for this week coming up very soon. We've got a brand new competition for a Sunday morning as well, in which I'll be inviting you to get involved with, called A King's Ransom. Yes, A King's Ransom, where you can win a rather nice prize. More about that as I introduce to you the team, the Gold AM team, because just for this week, to introduce the competition for one reason, and for another reason to introduce the team, I'm making them play, I'm making them sweat, putting them all on the spot, and see if they can answer some brain-nurgling questions in the King's Ransom. And Steve Silby, our breakfast show man weekdays, will be here very soon. In fact, I'll be speaking to Steve in the next 5 minutes, but he'll be here for the first part of A King's Ransom. We'll, of course, keep you up to date with all the travel news and a touch of love at lunchtime as well. It's all on the way here on the Sunday morning programme on the Gold AM, where it's now 9:16.
When you're crying out,
PO15 5TA.
Go for gold, the Gold AM, ocean sound.
So into the first of those features I was talking about, every week at about this time, we'll have the first track for a classic album Gold.
I am just a poor boy.
First of four tracks from our classic album Gold that we'll be playing every Sunday morning. This week, an album that I think just about everybody has in their collection. It's at various states of disrepair. I actually went out and bought a brand new copy for this morning's programme, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel, of course, That's the Boxer. And we'll have another track between 10 and 11. It's about time we introduced another member of the team on the Gold AM. Good morning, Steve Silby.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm just wallowing in nostalgia here. Great song you just played.
Brilliant.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of good songs on the Gold AM.
It's going to be non-stop great music, the music of your life.
As I'm a bit of an aging hippie, it's my my sort of radio station. How are you today?
Very well, very well. I'm very excited.
And a nice paisley tie you're wearing there anyway.
Thank you, how kind.
Your tailor obviously has a good sense of humour.
Thank you. Steve, tell us about your programme.
Well, as of tomorrow, Kevin, I'll be along each morning between 6 and 9. My social life is hitherto destroyed, and I'll be along with a morning mix of traffic and travel news. We'll have news, world news, local news, sports news every hour. Loads of great music, of course, all golden oldies. And we'll have a couple of tantalising competitions in the morning. More brain teasers than competitions, just to get people off to work with a smile, I think.
You will be tantalised first thing in the morning.
Indeed.
With Mr. Silby.
Especially around about 4:30, my alarm goes off.
And something very exciting that's starting tomorrow on the Gold AM, of course, is the Gold Rush.
That's right.
Big prizes.
I mean, like, really big. Tell us all about it.
All right, I'll do the telling. Basically, we're going to have so many prizes. It's going to be like a warehouse in here, an electrical warehouse. Well, everything warehouse. Well, what's the sort of, I'm trying to think of a store. It's a Debenhams warehouse. Mm. There can be big prizes. And the idea is all you have to do is we'll tell you what the prizes are and you have to tell us how much they cost.
That's right. Once an hour, we'll be throwing open the phone lines, inviting you to guess the total price of a package. And so long as you're correct, the package is yours. It's as easy as that. And all you have to do is phone in to win.
That's tomorrow morning. Speaking of prizes and great competitions, we have something new, as I mentioned earlier, called The King's Ransom. It's just for this programme on a Sunday morning come Sunday afternoon. It's once an hour. And the reason I'm laughing is because I know that normally we will use your good selves as contestants. But this week, to introduce the quiz and to introduce members of the team, we're going to use the Gold AM presenters. And Steve Silby has drawn the short straw.
I'm absolutely terrified.
And he'll be back in about 9 minutes.
Aircheckdownloads.com.